This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Over 10 million votes counted under the proportional representation system, CPN-UML continues to lead the tally. Land Commission urges local levels not to intervene in the landless settlement. And India remittances set to hit a record $100 billion in 2022. Now, the news in detail. The vote count under the proportional representation in the elections to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly is ongoing. The CPN-UML is leading the ongoing vote count of the proportional representation system. According to the Election Commission, a total of 10,382,085 votes were counted so far. As per the vote count, the CPN-UML has received 2,773,999 votes, followed by Nepali Congress with 2,644,241 votes. Similarly, the CPN Maoist Center garnered 1,161,256 votes, while the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has secured 1,119,996 votes. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party secured 585,921 votes. The Janata Samajwadi Party secured 420,931 votes, and the Janamat Party has secured 394,345 votes. Of the 165 seats of the House of Representatives under the first-past-the-post, the Election Commission has said the results of 162 constituencies has already come out, while results of from Siangja Constituency No. 2, Dolakha and Bajura remain to come out. The CPN Maoist Center candidate for the member to the House of Representatives in Dolakha, Ganga Karki, is leading in the vote tally. According to the Chief Returning Officer, Dilli Ratna Shrestha, out of 5,970 votes counted so far, Karki has obtained 3,618 votes, while his closest rival, Balkrishna Sivakoti of the CPN-UML, has received 1,800 votes. While counting 4,733 votes so far, Kundan Raj Kafle of the Nepali Congress has led the count of the Province Assembly 1 and has garnered 2,525 votes. Kafle's closest rival, Narbahadur Shrestha, has obtained 1,616 votes. In Province Assembly 2, the UML candidate, Bharat Kesi, has led the vote count with 2,185 votes while counting 4,494 votes. His closest contender from Nepali Congress, Barma Lama, has secured 1,857 votes. Revoting was held at 10 voting centres in the Dolakha district on Thursday. A total of 94 polling stations and 194 voting centres were determined for the recently held election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly in the district. The Dolakha district has 161,450 voters. The counting of votes in Bajura Province Assembly Constituency B has also stopped. The office of the Chief Electoral Office, Bajura, said that the counting of the votes in Province B stopped after 98 more votes were found than the votes cast during the vote counting of Buriganga Municipality Ward No. 3. Earlier, during the counting of votes at the Dhim polling station located in Himali Rural Municipality 6, the counting of the votes of the House of Representatives has been stopped until now after 40 votes exceeded the cast votes. The Chief Electoral Officer, Takaram Paudels, has said that the decision will be taken after some time as the discussion with the political parties is ongoing regarding the further counting of votes. Nepali Congress candidate Dhanaraj Gurung for the House of Representatives election from Siangja Constituency No. 2 has maintained his lead in the vote count. Gurung is ahead of his nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate Padma Kumari Arial, by more than 2,000 votes. Of total 70,191 cast votes, slightly more than 28,000 votes have been counted so far in Siangja Constituency No. 2. Vote counting for the House of Representatives seat is ongoing. The National Land Commission has said works are going on to collect and verify details of landless Dalits, landless squatters and those residing unsystematically. According to Commission Vice Chairman and Spokesperson Nahendra Kharka, though such works were suspended for a certain time with the enforcement of the Election Code of Conduct, they will resume very soon. The commission has urged all the local levels, including the Kathmandu Metropolis and the government and non-government offices, not to intervene in the settlement of Dalits and landless squatters, and not to take or cause any move capable of making them unsafe until the works to distribute land registration certificates to the target groups get over. It has urged local levels, which have earlier issued a 35-day public notice in the National Daily, to collect the details of such people to act in accordance with the consensus reached between the commission and them. The commission mentioned that it and local levels, not all, have earlier agreed to manage the landless, Dalits and people residing unsystematically through due process. The commission, formed in accordance with the Land Act 1964, remains as the government entity to provide land to the landless Dalits and squatters and to systematize Hafazard settlement. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Paudel has said he would work to fulfill commitments he made before the people during the recently held election within 5 years. Also, the newly elected member to the House of Representatives, Minister Paudel, thanked his voters of Dhorpaten municipality and shared that he would fulfill the commitment to development and prosperity within 5 years. He argued that the new federal and province assembly governments would be formed from the existing alliance. Moving on to sports now. 4 group stages matches are being played today as part of the ongoing FIFA World Cup football in Qatar. South Korea and Portugal, as well as Ghana and Uruguay, will compete in Group H today. Both games will begin at 8:45 p.m. Nepali time. Portugal has already advanced to the knockout stage from this group. The other 3 teams have an equal chance of making it to the knockout rounds. Portugal leads the way with 6 points. Similarly, in Group G, Serbia and Switzerland will compete, as well Cameroon and Brazil, to reach the next round. Both matches in this group will begin at 12:45 a.m. Nepali time. Brazil has already qualified for the knockout stage from this group. All 3 teams in this group have a chance to advance to the knockout stage. The World Cup features 32 nations divided into 8 groups and will feature 64 games. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. According to a World Bank report, Indians are set to receive $100 billion in remittances this year, the first time a single country has reached that number. The increase was led by wage rises and strong labor markets in the US and other developed countries. In total, the amount of money sent back home by migrants around the world has grown by 5% in 2022. Other top recipient countries for remittances include Mexico, China, Egypt, and the Philippines. In recent years, many Indians have moved to well-paid jobs in high-income countries such as the US, UK, and Singapore, enabling them to send more money home. While India and Nepal have experienced an increase in remittances, other countries in South Asia have seen a decline of more than 10% in the last year due to the end of the government incentives introduced during the pandemic. Next year is expected to be more challenging because of the rising prices and slower economic growth around the world. A senior Ukrainian official has said up to 13,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed since the start of the Russia's invasion. Mikhailo Podolak, an advisor to the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said between 10,000 and 13,000 troops had died. It's rare for Ukraine to give figures of casualties. Mr. Podolak's comment have not been confirmed by the country's military. In June, he said between 100 and 200 Ukrainian soldiers were dying daily. In a video address on Wednesday, EU Commission head Ursula von der Leyen said that 100,000 Ukrainian troops had been killed. However, a spokesperson of the EU Commission later clarified that it was a mistake and the figure referred to those both killed and injured. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military said Russia was using dummy nuclear-capable missiles to exhaust Ukraine's air defenses. Ukrainian military experts said Russia was using rockets designed for nuclear use without explosive warheads, suggesting this might be because the country has used so many of its other missiles in massive strikes on Ukrainian infrastructure. The U.S. and its allies The U.S. and its Asian allies have imposed sanctions on three North Korean senior officials associated with the country's recent missile test. Pyongyang launched a record number of ballistic missiles, more than 60 this year, and tested several intercontinental ballistic missiles. Japan, South Korea, and the European Union have also imposed sanctions. North Korea has faced tough sanctions imposed by Western countries for years. Under these new sanctions, all U.S.-based assets of North Korean officials will be frozen. They will be barred from any transactions with any business or individual in the United States. Pyongyang conducted 6 nuclear tests between 2006 and 2017 and has reportedly completed preparations for a 7th test. Experts believe it may use the opportunity to test the compact nuclear device. They also say North Korea is working to improve its short-range missiles and conventional military capabilities. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Sudhir Pashim province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Karnali and Sudhir Pashim province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 7.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 21 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Over 10 million votes counted under the proportional representation system, CPN-UML continues to lead the tally. Land Commission urges local levels not to intervene in the landless settlement. And India remittances set to hit a record $100 billion in 2022. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.